That had many here feeling that Ukraine is not alone.
President Trump is moving forward with tariffs on Mexico and Canada. In less than an hour from now, a 25% tax takes effect on imports from Canada and Mexico. CBS's Weijia Zhang says new tariffs could be on the horizon.
The president announced that next month the U.S. will impose reciprocal tariffs on any country that has a fee on American exports. And a new study from the University of Michigan shows that all these tariffs are already having an impact. It showed that consumer confidence decreased by 10% since January, and it will likely impact consumer spending.
The FAA is investigating why multiple commercial flights about to land at Reagan National Airport Saturday repeatedly received mid-air collision alerts when there were no other aircraft nearby. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Around six or so of them received directions to take evasive maneuvers. At least three did a go-around before landing. All of the flights landed safely.
Bad weather is threatening Mardi Gras celebrations in New Orleans.
I am going to try to run the parades in the morning.
Ann Kirkpatrick, chief of New Orleans police, says parades will start as early as 6:30 in the morning in an attempt to beat an approaching front that's packing winds with gusts forecast to be as high as 60 miles per hour. Not good for large, ornate, and top-heavy parade floats. And if the forecast calls for the winds to begin sooner,
I will cancel the parades at that point. No matter what time that is.
Chris Miller for CBS News, New Orleans.
Fire crews in the Carolinas are still throwing water on the dozens of wildfires burning in the region since this past weekend. CBS's Dave Malkoff in Myrtle Beach.
This is a fire where we haven't lost any lives, we haven't had any injuries, and there are no homes that have been destroyed.
The Los Angeles Kings apologized for selling scarves made in Turkey during Armenian Heritage Night last month. The neighboring countries are historic enemies, with deaths of over a million Armenians, which historians view as genocide, and Turkey vehemently rejects. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Time is up. The IRS is in full collection mode for 2024, issuing liens, levies, and garnishments to anyone who has a past tax debt or unfiled tax returns. Don't wait till it's too late. Your paycheck and bank accounts are at risk of being seized. Call now and stop the collection process today. If you're living check to check, no matter how much you're making, you still may qualify for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. It's just a 5-minute call to get your options, and it's free. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wager bank levy, or finally just want to sleep better, business or personal, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief while there's still time. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. It's tough. This veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go at it alone. The call is free. Call their hotline number now, 800-680-8456. That's 800-680-8456. Find out if you qualify today. Call 800-680-8456 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
A European rocket launch is scrubbed, and as CBS News correspondent Peter King reports, its future success is expected to be a major factor in Europe's security.
European countries have launched on American-made rockets in the past, but they're looking to reduce their reliance on the U.S. for security while trying to stay competitive with Elon Musk's SpaceX and other providers. Europe has also launched satellites on Russian Soyuz rockets, but ended that agreement when Russia invaded Ukraine. There are also concerns about warming relations between Moscow and the Trump administration, a European space agency manager saying Europe must ensure its own security. This will be the second flight for Ariane 6, which is launched from French Guiana. Peter King, CBS News.
One of the greatest tennis players in history, Serena Williams, joins the ownership group of the Toronto Tempo, the WNBA's first Canadian franchise. The Tempo will begin play in the 2026 season. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain chances in the overnight. We'll see plenty of clouds and lows in the upper 30s, a south breeze. Rain chances on Tuesday as well. In the afternoon, highs reaching the upper 40s, and that rain persists into Tuesday night, lows near 40 degrees. Currently 38 degrees.
WRJN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Bye.
and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Shining through the window. lets me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. See the paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walked on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Yeah. local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
It had to be.
The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you, love you, need you, need you. Won't you got to have your child? Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hollywood. But if you wanna stay just like you are, you know I think you will really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, love ya, need ya, need ya. I want you got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, love ya, need ya, need ya, want ya. I got to have ya. Great God in heaven, you know I love. God in heaven, you know I love you.
Yeah! is a punch.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
You need not wonder why. There's no time left for.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Yeah. working my way. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? Cause you're the one. Your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Then I'm glad, I'm mighty glad I found you, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you asked me to meet your mom, I knew that baby we'd be going far. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love.
Meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, woman, have you got cheating on your see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. 25% tariffs on nearly all goods coming into the U.S. from Mexico and Canada are going into effect at almost this very moment. President Trump confirmed the move.
It's a very powerful weapon that politicians haven't used because they were either dishonest, stupid, or paid off in some other form. And now we're using them.
CBS News business correspondent Kelly O'Grady tells us the threatened response from Canada and Mexico could affect industries like automaking.
Canada, Mexico, those are big sources of automobiles for the U.S. because there are major plants for some of the major car brands there. If that car has not made its way across the border yet, there's going to be a tariff that's slapped on that product.
The White House confirms to CBS News that President Trump is pausing military aid to Ukraine. CBS's Eleanor Watson has more.
A White House official said the pause is so the administration can review the aid to ensure it's contributing to a solution. This comes just a few days after President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky had a tense face-off in the Oval Office about what negotiations to end the three-year war with Russia should look like. This pause is a reversal of the previous administration's policy and part of Trump's pressure campaign on Zelensky to accept a peace deal.
Powerful storms with possible tornadoes are forecast for Louisiana and other parts of the South Tuesday, and that worries people protesting job cuts at NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Maryland. CBS's Rob Marciano.
Some of the cuts are going to impact people like engineers and techs that maintain some of this vital equipment, the satellites, the radars that will deliver some of the life-saving warnings that go out to the public. There's been cuts to the NOAA Hurricane Hunter Research Program. And to some of the modeling that the National Hurricane Center uses.
Facing a measles outbreak in Texas that killed a child, a vaccine skeptic is backing measles vaccination.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wrote an opinion piece published by Fox News in which he says he's deeply concerned about the recent measles outbreak. He wrote, vaccines not only protect individual children from measles, but also contribute to community immunity.
CBS's Matt Piper reporting. Robert Cremo III pleaded guilty to all 21 first-degree murder counts for the 2022 July 4th parade massacre in Highland Park, Illinois. State's Attorney Eric Reinhardt.
Our community may never heal from the defendant's calculated and heinous actions that destroyed so many lives. But today is an important step towards justice.
Serena Williams is joining the ownership of the Toronto Tempo, Canada's first WNBA franchise. The Tempo will get up to speed in the 2026 season. She'll also have a role in jersey designs. This is CBS.